This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. With the commencement of Tokyo Olympic events Wednesday, World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said ahead of them that the Olympics should go ahead to demonstrate to the world what can be achieved with the right plan and measures amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking to the International Olympic Committee members of their session in the Japanese capital, Tedros said the world needs the Olympics now as a celebration of hope. He went on to criticize the vaccine discrepancies between countries, saying the pandemic could be ended if a G20 economy showed collective leadership and there was a fairer distribution of vaccines. Several athletes have already tested positive with the virus. The actual Tokyo Games start Friday amid questions over their safety, with tens of thousands of foreigners arriving. In the United States, health officials say the coronavirus Delta variant continues to surge. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the variant now accounts for an estimated 83% of U.S. COVID-19 cases.
This is a dramatic increase from 50% the week of July 3rd.
She tells a Senate panel the percentage is even higher in areas with lower vaccination rates.
The best way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 variants is to prevent the spread of disease, and vaccination is the most powerful tool we have.
Walensky says as of last week, nearly half the eligible population was fully vaccinated, but nearly two-thirds of American counties are below 40%. Sagar Magani at the White House.
India's excess deaths during the coronavirus pandemic could be staggering 10 times the official COVID-19 toll. Some say that it could be as much as 3.4 to 4.7 million. This is VOA News. China on Tuesday rejected an accusation by Washington and its Western allies that Beijing is to blame for a hack of the Microsoft Exchange email system and complained Chinese entities are victims of damaging U.S. cyber attacks. A foreign ministry spokesman demanded Washington drop charges announced Monday against four Chinese nationals accused of working with the Ministry of State Security to try to steal U.S. trade secrets, technology, and disease research. The announcement that the Biden administration and European allies formally blamed Chinese government-linked hackers for ransomware attacks increased pressure over long-running complaints against Beijing, but it included no sanctions. Heavy rainfall in central China's Henan province has killed at least 12 people in its capital and led to the relocation of about 100,000 people to safe zones. The rainfall has also resulted in the bursting of major riverbanks and flooding of streets in a dozen cities, upending daily lives of millions of people. Billionaire Amazon founder Jeff Bezos blasted off into space on his own rocket ship for a brief suborbital flight on Tuesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Command engine start. 2-1.
That was Blue Origin's rocket taking off from Texas with Bezos, along with his brother and also an 18-year-old whose dad paid for him to go, and an 82-year-old woman, once a NASA pilot, denied a chance to go to space because she was a woman. 10 minutes later, they all landed.
Welcome back, New Shepard.
The capsule separating from the rocket, floating to the ground with parachutes.
Called Bezos' best day ever.
They reached an altitude of about 66 miles. That's further than fellow billionaire Richard Branson got on his space trip about a week ago. Blue Origin plans two more trips with customers this year. I'm Julie Walker.
The years-long effort by state and local governments in the United States to force the pharmaceutical industry to help pay to fix a nationwide opioid addiction and overdose crisis took a major step forward Tuesday when lawyers for local governments announced they were on the verge of a $26 billion settlement with the nation's three biggest drug distribution companies and the drug maker Johnson & Johnson. Under that deal, Johnson & Johnson would not produce any opioids for at least a decade, and the AmerisourceBergen Cardinal Health and McKesson share prescribing information under a new system intended to stop the avalanches of pills that arrived in some regions about a decade ago. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.